I'm Virginia Yip.
Hello, I'm Stephen Matthews.
Steve, you are a native speaker of British English who started learning Cantonese as a second language some 30 years ago. How did you manage to learn the language?
Well, in the 1980s, I believed strongly in picking up a language in a natural way by immersing oneself in the language environment and interacting with native speakers. That's what we call language acquisition as opposed to language learning. So I acquired some knowledge of Mandarin and Cantonese from friends in California.
When you were a PhD student in Southern California in the 1980s, you were surrounded by speakers of Mandarin and Cantonese who gave you some initial exposure to the languages. It wasn't until you settled in Hong Kong in 1990 that you were immersed in the Cantonese environment. So you had plenty of opportunities to talk to people in the markets, shops and restaurants.
Yes, exactly. So the pace of my language acquisition picked up rapidly after I came to Hong Kong in 1990.
When did you come up with the idea of writing a Cantonese grammar?
Well, I would go into bookstores and ask for books about Cantonese, but all I found was some not very useful phrase books. There was one grammar of Cantonese by Samuel Zheng Honglin, but that was only available in Chinese, so I couldn't read it at the time because I had not taken any formal Chinese lessons and I knew very few characters. I started to make my own notes about Cantonese grammar when I heard something new or interesting. And around 1991, I realized that I could basically publish my notes and the results would be better than anything that was available in English at the time.
Basically, there was no book available on Cantonese grammar in English at the time. So I remember you saying, why don't we write one ourselves? Looking back, it seems like an audacious thing to do because at the time we hardly had any track record. What we had was a lot of passion and enthusiasm, and we wanted to help people to learn Cantonese as second language and heritage language. We've received lots of thank you notes and questions from these two groups of readers of our books, giving us encouraging feedback.
Yes, looking back, it does seem rather audacious when we were just starting out our careers in Hong Kong. But we had training in linguistics and language acquisition, so we felt we could do it.
Later, we combined linguistics and language acquisition perspectives in our book, The Bilingual Child, published by Cambridge University Press. This time, the book is about how our three bilingual children acquire Cantonese and English as their first languages. This will be the topic of future podcasts. Many learners of Cantonese say that the hardest thing is the tones. Was that your experience?
Yes, certainly. As we say in the book, Cantonese grammar is not that difficult, but the tones are a challenge. My students find it puzzling that I can correct their tones on paper, but when I'm speaking, I will often use the wrong tone. Sometimes speakers will not understand what I'm saying because I'm not producing the tones accurately.
When you wanted to say you would deduct marks for something, you meant 我要扣分, but you said 我要扣分, which the students understood as I will propose marriage. The tone of 扣 should be a mid-level tone, meaning deduct, rather than the low-falling tone 扣, meaning propose. So what makes the tone so difficult?
Well, for a start, there are six tones. There are two rising tones, low rising tone, as in 要, and high rising tone, as in 我就要. I can give lectures about the difference, but a student once recorded my speech and found they often produce them in the same way.
This happens repeatedly despite your conscious knowledge of how the tones work, which is a hallmark of second language learners. You also tend to pronounce the word hai with a low-level tone, meaning yes in a funny way. When you pronounce this word with high tone, it comes out sounding like a swear word in Cantonese. Is it true? Hai maya.
Hai-ya.
See, you did it again!
Yes, and this reveals another reason why tones are so difficult for English speakers, which is that we superimpose English intonation patterns on Cantonese words. So I often pronounce a low-tone word like hai with a high-falling intonation like yes in English.
Here's a gentle reminder for non-native learners of Cantonese. If you speak Cantonese, this is something you need to avoid. You can easily offend Cantonese speakers without knowing it.
please click on the link in the description box to access the full transcript. There may be minor discrepancies between the original transcript and the podcast version. We'd love to hear your feedback on our podcast. Please leave us your comments or reviews.
This has been Language Kaleidoscope, 语音万花筒. Please subscribe to our podcast series so you won't miss any episodes.